coming to you from the Hilton New Orleans Hotel Riverside in the Big Easy. It's What's on Joe Mind, coverage of the 2012 International G.I. Joe Collectors Convention. And now, your hosts, Justin, Gary, and Mike.
Test, 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 and welcome to special edition number 14 of What's on Joe Mind. We are here to recap, not quite day one, but night one of JoeCon 2012 in New Orleans. Joining me are two of the guest hosts from Moderately Geeky, George and Jason.
How's it going?
Hello!
Also joining me is my regular co-host, Justin.
What's going on?
Who is sitting on top of the mic.
Do I need to step back a little?
No, you're fine, man.
Up close
we
and
just,
personal.
You know, we figured you wanted all the attention.
That's right. It's all about me. Fuck the con. It's all about me. It's the Justin Bell Show.
We are live in front of a studio audience. Say hi, studio audience.
Hi, studio audience.
Hey, there we go. Basically, we're
our
just...
groupies, right?
Yes, groupies. We'll just talk about what we got tonight for package pickup for, I guess, Golden Ticket and people that are going on the tours and are part of the classes. George, since you got the 12-inch set,
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah, would you first like to talk about the 12-inch set and everything that came with the 12-inch set before we get to the bread and butter of the 3 3/4 set?
Yeah, if I can kind of get all this organized here. So, 12-inch set, you have the... Land Adventure?
Yeah, Land Adventure. The box is about as twice as big as the 3 3/4 set.
It is. We're holding it up here.
Yeah.
So you have the...
For those of you watching at home.
Right. You have the Land Adventure and the Cobra Trooper / Mummy. Land Adventure has, you know, kind of what you've seen online. Nice outfit, nice assortment of weapons.
He's got a fuzzy head. I know you like
he
that.
He does have...
Head.
He has real lifelike hair.
Nice.
Yeah. As if that line has not been overused. So, great assortment of weapons. One of the cool things we all were kind of gawking over here is the mummy's wrap, especially on the head, snaps closed. When you unsnap it, the wrap comes off as, like, one continuous strand, which is pretty cool. So, also, the attachments for last year's buggy are fantastic. Heavy metal pieces...
Wench.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Man,
it has some weight to it. So.
You kill somebody
can
with
you
that.
Hear that?
Yeah. Can you hear that? That is some high quality sound.
That's some serious winch right there.
Truck forged steel.
So, wow. You have that. You have a little, I guess, a deck kind of platform the winch mounts on that will go in the buggy as well. Also, with the mummy / Cobra Trooper, you have the Cobra Trooper. I'm just going to call it Cobra Trooper. I mean, you might as well.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So it has his uniform, backpack, helmet. For the exclusive, it looks like you get a ghillie suit, I believe. I think. Maybe I should open it.
Is it just another mummy outfit almost?
Or is it another mummy? Yeah. Let's see what we have here. I believe...
That's a mummy outfit for you.
It's for me.
It's for a squid.
It does. It looks wow.
It's so, for the underwater clan.
This kind of gets.
What the hell is that?
Justin said underwater clan.
So,
it's like a mummy it's
the
mummy.
There you go. So actually, this is another mummy suit that comes with it, and the whole thing, it's like a. It's like a jumpsuit, but it has the strands for each body part.
Yeah.
Wrap, I guess. Each wrap. So you have a wrap for the leg, you have the wrap for the arm, and then for the torso as well. So it's pretty, and they all snap closed. So it's pretty intricate.
Cool.
That's pretty nice. So
it's got the gimp mask here, too.
Yeah, the gimp.
The gimp mask.
You can wear that tonight, Jeff.
I'm wearing it right now. What are you talking about?
Get back in the closet.
This is fucking real proof.
The jacket, the leather jacket, did you get that too?
Yeah, that's in my room. It's just the same.
Damn it, man.
The same thing they do every year.
Show prep, George.
So, and also,
show prep.
Yeah, show prep. What show prep? So, the Land Adventure has his, you know, what you've seen online, the kind of the khaki uniform, hat, M16. He also comes with a
pistola there.
Pistol, like, under shoulder grip, and then a gray kind of vest. So, yeah. All in all, this is a fantastic set. I mean, the amount of stuff that comes with it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this actually linked up with last year's set and see how that buggy looks.
We'll have to find someone that brought a buggy this year.
Or bought both. And
I left mine at home.
I'll be buying the buggy if they have any available.
Nice. I think they have some available.
Still. Yeah, I'll be buying one.
There you go. Are you getting? Are you picking up this?
Yep. Okay. I got 12-inch set too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Whoa. Wash your hands there.
All right. For the rest of us, Justin, Jason, and myself, well, you did too, but you're pretty much, you got the 12-inch set, so we'll let you get your own, speaking moment there.
I'm just saying.
George is a big spender, and he got both sets.
Ooh.
And a golden ticket.
Yes.
And George.
Big money George. He's going to Harrah's after this. That's right. That's how he rolls.
Harrah's golden ticket VIP club. I don't know if you knew they had one, but they do.
In a champagne room?
They do.
Okay. So we're talking 3 3/4 set right now. Everything as you've seen on the site. They have not showed us what it looks like pictured. The set in the foam this year, the figures actually fit into the foam cutouts that they are put into. Normally, in the past, they've been kind of squished down, sometimes deformed. Yes, bravo to the club for Lanny and the club there for thinking the finer details. There's even little cutouts for the individual swords sheaths of the IGs to actually fit into, so nothing is being deformed or twisted. Boy, these look much taller than they looked on the website. I know Horror Show didn't look as bulky. I think was what those people were saying. He looks every bit as bulky as he should be. Looking at this particular set, Justin, go ahead. What strikes you as some impressive parts of this set now that you got it in hand?
Well, I think the Horror Show that you mentioned was a perfect example. Just the figure I thought looked pretty neat online, but getting him in hand, kind of posing him a little bit, checking out the individual parts of how they all work together, I think Horror Show came out a lot better than I thought he might, just based on the pictures we saw on the web. I still love Schrage. Serge. Yes, I love Serge.
He's Mike with lemon tweeds.
His knee pads are pretty obvious for their blandness, not being painted. I would have loved to see them the same brown as his shoulder pads and elbow pads, but the figure is still badass. I love that figure. The October Guard figures are all fantastic, just like they looked on the web. And I'm warming up to a lot of these IG figures, too. The colors are a lot more subdued in person than you might have seen on the website. They're a lot less yellow, a lot more goldish. Voltar is just amazing. The way the Pursuit of Cobra beachhead legs work with the accelerator suit body. He's got that pink-purple color, but it's really toned down. The head sculpts that we see are spectacular.
It's a striking resemblance to our man Jason over there.
It is.
Very scary. Very scary.
Expecting to look over and see a vulture on his shoulder or something.
Jason, what do you think of anything here that you want to talk about in the set that kind of strikes you?
I'm really surprised how good the gold came out. No, we saw the pictures. It just kind of looked bright. It looked McDonald's gold.
Mustard.
Yeah. And on the set, I mean, it's just brilliant. The Voltor colors, man, they're just so much better than what they look like online. The head sculpt, I mean, that's the most beautiful head sculpt ever. No, I mean, it's...
And you didn't have to do anything for Hasbro or the club in order to get your head sculpted to put on a figure.
No.
Way to go.
Unlike the rest of you. Things you've done.
I haven't done anything, but if the second we see a Justin Bell one, we know what he's doing.
What has it?
I've been warming up for the past 5 years. Doesn't work yet.
Woo! So anything else on this
one? No, I mean, I don't have much to add. I mean, the OG part is just really nice. We've gotten a sprinkle of it, but... Man, it's just so much better than what we've seen. I mean, I'm kind of glad that Red Star wasn't part of this set. That's such a disappointment that that's what we got in recent years, and then we get this, and it's been asked for years, so it's nice to see it.
Yeah, and I'm really warming up to those red Iron Grenadiers as well, the ones that use the canceled Arctic Cobra Commander parts.
Yeah.
The way the figures just kind of flow together, again, is so much better than they kind of looked online. To me, the brown really stood out. in the pictures we saw on the website. It looks it blends a lot more better. A lot more better. It blends a lot better in person,
Careful,
I think.
Careful, Justin. I can't edit this one either.
Oh, damn it. it blends a lot better in person, and I think the overall presentation, even though the Iron Grenadier set, is a lot more impressive here than it was on the website.
Good box presentation. Mm-hmm. Again, the box is high gloss, very professional.
It's a nice box.
Yeah. And that's no joke.
you know, a note on the box, I'm kind of glad they switched to the emblem thing instead of the action stand they were doing for years.
Drawings, yeah.
They switched to whatever the box thing
was.
Well,
that's kind of the second year in a row, because last year they had the Mission Brazil and kind of this. Before, they kind of had, like, common type drawings.
Yeah, just like the t-shirts, I much prefer the emblem design for the box art.
Yeah.
Now, the 12-inch set that talks about the box art, I mean, Selman did a knockout job with that.
I didn't even touch
it. It looks so much better than what the online picture looked. Yeah.
And that is badass. I think that 12-inch set definitely lends itself to the art more so than...
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Sometimes these tend to... The 3¾ tend to look a little wonky depending on...
Yeah.
You know, what it is, so...
The classic style of the 12-inch stuff, just, like you said, it's better presented.
It works. We're used to seeing that.
Yeah. He did a great job on that.
Attendee exclusive, Justin.
Yeah, the attendee exclusive is an October Guard deco of the Rise of Cobra Snarler motorcycle and sidecar. It's done in kind of a dark gray with the red star icon of the October Guard on the side. It's got some nice kind of black and silver highlights throughout. The sidecar's got, a removable rocket launcher with a spring-loaded missile in it, which is, take it or leave it. But the motorcycle itself looks really, really nice.
Yeah,
it's kind of brownish-green,
very cool.
And it really matches some of the darker colors of the October Guard very well. And it's a very nice-looking piece for a freebie.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Anybody disappointed with it?
I was pleasantly, surprised.
Yeah.
Disappointed could be the furthest on that spectrum with the freebie. I mean, geez, it's so nice.
And yeah, they do tend to give us a lot of motorcycles with these. Yeah. But
I love the coloring.
Yeah. Oh, the coloring is great. Yeah.
All right. Now, okay. The question everyone's asking. Yeah, drum roll, please. the official convention souvenirs, we do not know what they look like, but we do know what they are. Annihilator 3-pack, limited edition of 650. Iron Grenadier Ground Assault 2-pack, limited edition of 1,000. October Guard Attack Helicopter, limited edition 600. Cobra Stealth Paratrooper, limited edition 500. And the Soviet Convoy Truck with 3 tops.
That sounds like a band.
Something like that. The 3 tops. Yeah, limited edition 500.
And that's probably going to be the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that might be the disappointing thing that we get. And then they also brought 500 of the club exclusive Footloose carded figures for club members only. That was stressed in here as club members only. Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, Brian did talk to us tonight before package pickup for those of us that got our stuff tonight. Our badges are going to be punched this year, if I understand that right, for the first time ever. They're actually going to police the number of times we go through line. So if you want to go for your limit right off the bat, that's probably your one and only time to go for your limit. Then you won't be able to get back in line until, if I understood it right, again, Saturday? Saturday? Correct. Okay. So golden ticket folks will go through line. They'll get whatever they want on Thursday. Then regular attendees go through line, get whatever they want. Friday morning would be more of the same for late attendees. And dealers will get to go in the morning as well. Mm-hmm. And I think they have the same limits as regular non-golden ticket holders, I believe. And then if there's anything left, it'll be a mad rush to get in line on Saturday to pick those up.
Yeah. And they should note, too, that Brian was specific about that, the carded Footloose, that since those are club items and not con items, whether you have a golden ticket or not, those are only limited to one per person, regardless if you're a golden ticket holder, because, they don't, the golden ticket limit isn't reflected in that because they're not a con item, they're a club item, so they're holding some back to sell on the site.
Now, they said that you could either get a carded one or a loose one here.
Yeah.
So I guess they're both here.
They're both here, yeah.
If you prefer to get the loose one and probably save a few bucks, you can probably get the loose one.
Right.
But I pretty much everyone's going to go for the card one. Exactly. So those that had friends that said they would hook them up for a carded one, and I've actually had some friends.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, you guys are going to be disappointed.
Yep. No luck.
There's no joy there unless we all get back in line on Saturday and maybe catch a break.
They'll be gone by then.
I'm sure they will
but
be.
The good side of that is that the club's holding some back so they can sell them online later, so if you can't hook your friends up now, maybe they'll be lucky and they can get it on the G.I. Joe Club shop whenever it reopens, you know, sometime in 2015.
Now, by the pictures in the comic, George was right. The Soviet transport does look like very Indiana Jones-ish, yes. So we're going to get an Indiana Jones rehash.
With three tops.
Which just thrills the hell out of me, but we'll get back into drilling that one down in a later episode.
They crossed the streams, Gary.
I've heard hints on what that helicopter could be, and I'm going to be disappointed if it is what I think it is, but we'll see.
Well, the comic art look makes it look like it's a Rise of Cobra Dragonhawk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not a definite, but that's kind of what it looks like. So I think that's
The artwork also has a lot of snowmobiles in here. No snowmobiles, so that is a bummer, but that's okay. But it doesn't appear to be any Joes involved at all, unless they're going to be part of the Iron Grenadier team or October Guard team. So, I guess this will be the first time no Joes have been involved in a story.
Maybe the first time we've never had a single G.I. Joe. Yeah, because even in the 2010 Red Shadow set, we had Lifeline, who was, he was painted up like a Z-Force medic, but it was still Lifeline. So, yeah, technically for the first time, there is no G.I. Joe team members in the set.
So that's it. Anybody else, any thoughts on tonight?
Well, I know a lot of people were kind of wondering about Dragonsky, and it certainly looks to me like he's not going to be a part of the set. He did appear in the comic, but he was done up in the comic from his old October Guard comic pack deco. So that seems to tell me that, you know, the old Saw Viper repaint, that tells me that they're not planning to re-release the Dragonsky in this con set.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he gets all shot to hell in the comic, too, so they're kind of writing an excuse.
There's that.
So he's alive, but, I mean, he does get riddled with bullets, so that could be an excuse for them to not include him in this particular set. You know, maybe that's something for a subscription figure down the line. Who knows? But it doesn't look like Dragonsky is going to appear in this year's convention set, which is going to disappoint some people, I think. But
hey. We were kind of expecting them, but well, that was best guess.
Yeah, exactly. And the Annihilator 3-pack.
That's a very pleasant
surprise.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yep, I don't think anybody was really expecting that.
And the IG Ground Assault 2-pack.
Yeah. I think it's a fair bet that Darklon's probably going to be one of those guys based on how much he's appeared in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like he's got the old Darklon style head sculpt, and it looks like a lot of Pursuit of Cobra Firefly parts included in the figure itself based on the artwork in the comic. So that certainly looks like a figure that could be included in that Ground Assault 2-pack.
And the paratrooper figure, the figure, is not available to be purchased until after the throw.
Correct. So that's going to be kind of a pain in the
another place. Rush to go back and get.
Go back in line
again. And actually, I think the list to get on to get on the list is full. I think all the names have been filled up.
They did it already tonight?
Yeah, they were signing up at the front. Yeah.
Shit, I didn't even know that.
What's that?
It took 15 minutes.
15 minutes for that list to fill up? Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even realize they were taking those today.
Wow. That's
my wife is not going to be happy.
Yeah. I'm not happy myself. I had no idea they were even doing that tonight.
I found out the list.
But I don't know. They might take more names tomorrow. I don't know. But again, we don't have no idea what the figure is, but it's not available until after the throw.
Right.
eBay sales are already brisk. Has anyone here looked at eBay?
I have not. Had a chance.
My roommate, Mark Callison, we'll go ahead and make him
our studio audience member,
Mark Callison, aka the Commander. You've been monitoring eBay tonight. What are the sales looking like?
We're looking at right around the 600, 650 mark for the bag set. You're looking around 700 for the
boxed.
And is that what they're listed for, or is that what they're actually those are selling
completed,
for?
Those are completed pre-order auctions.
I'll be right back, guys.
I'm
going
to slap some things on eBay.
Thanks to Mark and our eBay news.
Yeah. And now back to the, yeah, now back to the, from the business desk, now back to the news desk.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I'm texting my wife right now to start up an eBay.
So that's it. That's we'll leave it at that. It's a quick 20-minute podcast, kind of giving you the ins and outs of the two sets and what the exclusives will be. What we have no idea what to look like. We'll give you a later report on that. Monitor the our Podbean page, iTunes feed, Stitcher feed, generaljoes.com. Of course, we'll probably have the latest and greatest picks up to the minute. Up to the second, actually.
Up to the
nanosecond. He will have all the updates on his site. Keep monitoring the Facebook pages and whatnot. We'll try to keep all that stuff updated as much as we can. But we're going to go drink. That's it. We will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Au revoir. Are going round, and all the walls are crumbling. Shelter me, Lord.